Dawn, good morning.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How have you been?
Good. Busy. Even in this crazy COVID world, we're still pretty darn busy.
Well, that's a good thing. And I love this idea of play music on the porch day. Tell us more about this.
Well, you know, this is a worldwide event, like you said. It started in 2013. A gentleman in Milwaukee got this idea, and he started in 2013 with less than 100 musicians. And now last year they had over 1,000 musicians playing music in 750 cities in 70 different countries.
Wow.
So it's really taken off. It's really grown. And I just heard about it myself about 10 days ago. And when I heard about it, I thought, this is perfect for our COVID world.
Oh, absolutely, because this is something you can do safely and still have some fun.
And, you know, our community is so anxious and ready for something fun. But, you know, obviously we have to be very cognizant of the safety factor, and we can do that at the museum. We have 10 acres, and we'll have probably 4 different porches. And I have porches in quotes because not all of them will actually be on a porch, but they'll be at our different buildings around the property. But there's lots of room for people to social distance. We're asking folks to bring their own lawn chair, so that offers another level of protection. The bathrooms are going to be cleaned well, disinfected every half an hour through the event. So we will be able to offer a very safe event for people.
Well, so many things have been canceled this summer, obviously, fairs, festivals, and especially music festivals. We're, you know, a week away from talking about Labor Day weekend, and that's always a big music weekend with Thumbfest and Blue Chili Grass,
yes.
And those aren't going to happen this year. So this gives us a little something to hang on to.
Yeah, and, you know, the musicians were so excited. And you and I have talked about this before, Paul, how the gigging musicians have just been left with nothing through this virus.
Yeah.
You know, all of their events and their live performances have been canceled. So they were really excited to have an opportunity to come out and play for us.
This is going to happen on Saturday from noon to 3 up at the Santa Clara County Historical Society Museum grounds. And do you have bands booked right now, or is it just kind of come as you are?
Well, both, actually. We've got Bill Russell coming, who is a fabulous classical guitarist. He plays at the Raven quite often, so your listeners may be familiar with Bill. We've got the Pine River Legacy String Band coming. Still Running is coming. Acoustic Humbuckers are coming. So we've got some great live music. And then we're also encouraging people, if you're a musician, bring your instrument. Make sure you bring a chair, and you can pull up a bit of shade anywhere on the grounds and play, just for folks as they wander past to enjoy. And we'll also be having some jams, so there's lots of opportunity for musicians. So if you play something or you have a singing voice you want to share, come on out and join us. It is a free event, but I'll tell you, and we've talked about this before too,
mm-hmm.
Paul, the Historical Society has really struggled this year. You know, we depend so heavily on the revenue from events to cover our general operating budget every year, and we just have not had any events.
Yeah.
So we will be asking donations, and we'll be very grateful for anything people that can donate, but it is a free event. We're going to have live music from noon to 3 on at least 4 different porches. The Cheese Wagon's going to be there with, they make fantastic grilled cheeses and hot dogs. They're going to have ice cream and lemonade. So it's going to be a party, but it's going to be a safe social distancing party.
There you go. And I like how you describe in the press release how to know that you're a safe social distance. What's the length you want to keep away from others?
I am suggesting that people leave room for a stand-up base laid sideways between themselves. That should keep us all safe.
Musicians can relate to that. That's a great idea.
Yes.
Play Music on the Porch Day coming up this Saturday at the Santa Clara County Historical Society Museum grounds. Should be a lot of fun. We've not had nearly enough live musical performances this year. We're ready.
Absolutely. I really think we are.
All right. Hey, Dawn, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.